Robin and Maynard.
Hi, you. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the indefatigable Penn. Hello, Penn.
Mr. Gillette.
Yeah, come on in.
How are you doing, sir?
Hello, Penn.
Hi.
No hey, ponytail.
You guys got a ponytail.
It's there in the back.
How do you get your hair? Your hair is so curly and unruly that when I see you on television in your slick suits and all your stuff, you're all slicked down.
They comb it back. They comb it back to try to make me look more presentable.
Yeah, I know. But do you like use butch wax or mousse? What do you
no,
use?
I try to make them use no product. Just get it really wet for the show. And you know what it's like to be wet for the show.
Oh, boy. I know.
Like that.
God.
It just keeps the stray hairs from flying
well,
around.
Well, Robin's working on a kind of a... Ronnie Spector,
I was
Elizabeth
trying to do a
Taylor,
Ronnie
Cleopatra
thing
look today.
You know,
I see.
You,
does she look harlot-esque?
Dude, I look like a whore.
You're trying to do that whore thing? You're trying to do that slut thing?
Yeah.
I think it's working
okay,
for you.
Okay, good.
To aspire to Ronnie Spector is a new thing.
Yeah, I know. It really is. We were talking about Phil Spector earlier this morning, and we were talking, and then we came up with Ronnie and how he was such a crackpot that Ronnie couldn't leave the house without a man with her. A bodyguard, or even a mannequin in the car. She could not be alone.
But he also locked people in his house.
I know.
Phil Spector.
Very bizarre, man.
The Ramones will tell you that he locked him in his house for 3 days, and Debbie Harry was held in his house for like a day or
Why?
Two. He just would not let people leave. Well, I think he may have had some substance problems.
Yeah.
And he was also insane to start with. But people locking other people in the house, you know.
Yeah, I like it.
Pete Wolf of the Jay Giles Band tells this amazing story of when he was married to Faye Dunaway, going to see Elvis Presley, and asking Elvis asked saying you know he saw Bonnie and Clyde. I saw Bonnie and Clyde 123 times.
That's right, baby.
And keeping them there, pulling a gun out and saying, you know, you're not going to leave, and tell me what it's like to sleep with Faye Dunaway, even though Faye Dunaway was there. And Pete Wolf tells us great, funny,
well, you know,
story.
We had Sybil Shepherd on one day, and she told what it's like to sleep with Elvis Presley.
Oh, did she?
And yes. her one main comment was, she says, honey, I'm just going to tell you this. He don't know how to eat that chicken fried steak. Now, I don't know what that means.
No, you wouldn't. Why would you know what that means?
But I can
It almost
only
seemed
presume.
From your tone of voice that you were faking that you knew what it meant.
Yeah, I don't.
It's an obtuse reference. Who knows what that means?
Could be anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't imagine that was Elvis's strong suit.
You don't think so? Jesus. What about Roy Orbison?
You can't tell.
Oh, Jesus!
I would think. I would think Roy Orbison would dive right in.
Well, you know, you got to try harder. Think about it. You know,
I'll tell you one thing we learned.
He takes
though.
His glasses off. He wouldn't know where he was.
One
going.
Thing we that's learned is blind. If you wear glasses, don't be in a band with George Harrison.
Why?
If you wear, because you die. Everybody that's been in a band with George Harrison with glasses has died. Roy Orbison, John Lennon. To be very careful. If you're going to wear glasses, stay out of a band
is
with
that
George Harrison.
Superstition of yours?
I don't think superstition. I think we have it. A fact. I think we noticed
well,
that.
Well, that's some good advice. You know, you've saved dozens of lives.
I hear people that wanted to, you know, people with bad eyesight that wanted to form a band with George Harrison. If George Harrison came in and said, hey, Penn, you know, you want to lay down some bass tracks, I would go, well, now, if this is just a sessions guy, I'll go play the bass for you. But if you're talking about actually forming a
I
band,
won't do it.
I have bad eyesight. I won't be doing it. Go get Tom Petty. Go get
I have been warned by Penn Death Looms.
There was a book by, what was it, Goldman?
Sachs?
Say Andrew Goldman. No, what the hell is it? Anyway, it was several years old. And he talked about Elvis's sexual proclivities. And Elvis was big on videotape and filming.
Yeah. Well,
and,
why wouldn't you be? Who is
well,
it?
I'm not.
Oh, you have some.
I have
you
never.
Have some.
I have
why
never.
Not?
I don't like it.
Oh, come on.
You don't like you look, what?
Watching yourself have that.
What?
Rumbling around and then you look. Because women focus on different things.
No.
While guys are looking at the old.
Let's just talk
we're
about
looking
this.
At a jiggling ass,
there's
right? We're
no,
going, oh.
There's no difference between men and women. That's just Rita Rudner's act. People are the same.
Rita.
People are people.
No, you know.
No,
there's more
no.
variation Wrong. Between individuals than there is between sexes.
You've never tried to have an argument with a man about things of a female nature, have you?
I have too.
Like what?
Some could say I was having that now.
Really? Bastard. Okay, no, seriously. Say,
serious.
Okay, oh, so you've got cramps.
I'm
bitch,
serious.
You're bloated.
Cramps.
And you're bloated and you're saying, you know,
I'm not
you don't
saying
understand.
There aren't sexual differences.
The sexual differences That's the wall. That's what cuts it.
You think that is?
Yes.
And you think there are emotional differences?
Yes, absolutely.
So you also think that maybe women aren't as good as math and shouldn't run companies?
No, I don't go there.
So how are you actually doing this? If you're going to be a racist, you got to go all the way.
I'm not a racist.
If you're
going
to say that there are differences, you got to go all the way.
You don't have to go all the way. There can be boundaries.
So you're going to say there are these differences, but they don't matter.
Oh, so you're saying that everything is black or white, right?
No,
that's my game.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that the variations between two individuals are greater than the variation between sexes. In other words, you can find two women who are more different than a man and a woman because the individual variations overwhelm the sexual
variations.
Why
don't we ever marry or go with somebody who we are simpatico with?
Many people do.
Many people do.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
What do you mean, do I? Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, I get along with any woman I've gone out with. I get along with wonderfully.
Are you married?
I'm not married now, no.
How long were you married?
I never was married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't get along that well.
Well, I haven't got along well enough to be married.
See, got you
right
there.
Remember, I'm an atheist anarchist. So there's
you are an anarchist, and I love that about you.
There's no reason to be married.
I saw Kreskin the other day, I have to tell you.
Kreskin, that pig.
Okay, Kreskin the pig was wearing a Nehru outfit.
Yeah, he wears those like they're going out of style.
And it's brocade, and it's all fruit colors and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I mean that by virtue of the fact that, you know, like grapes and oranges and things like that. Anyway,
yeah.
What was he talking about?
He thought it was an anti-gay remark when he said fruit color?
Well, I don't care. Anyway, now I've lost my Kreskin thought.
Yeah, well, Kreskin could pick it up for you.
Anyway, I thought of you immediately when I saw him.
Did you call him a pig?
I call some worse than that.
Now, what about Copperfield?
Yeah, but he doesn't claim supernatural powers.
So you're not...
I get no beef with Copperfield.
See, John thought you had a beef with Copperfield.
No. He does a very different show from us. I mean, he's a greasy guy in a tux with a lot of birds torturing women in front of a Mylar curtain with bad small dick white boy rip-off Motown music. But other than that, he's a terrific guy.
What was that one part, the small what? Small aspect?
White boy Motown music.
Okay, yeah.
No, Copperfield does, you know, the big, like, MTV type of and a lot of posing and pointing to women, but he's a fine person. I mean, he doesn't lie about the universe. He says he's doing a magic show and he does it. You know, I have no beef with Copperfield.
You know, after you were on the show last time, I had a couple girlfriends go, God, I wish I could have gotten a hold of that guy.
Why? Where are they?
They didn't mean it like that.
Oh.
They meant it like, you know, I've had readings before that were so dead on.
Well, never mind. I thought you meant some sort of...
They were hot, too. They were really hot.
Yeah, but if they're hot and that's stupid, I want nothing to do with
it. Oh, that's a good point. You're the first man I've ever met that said
that. No. I will not. I will not have anything. That
first 2 hours,
for me.
Hours not included.
Yeah, I don't know. That first 2 hours are included. I can't get down with that.
You can't get down with stupid?
Absolutely not, no.
Oh, that's good news.
Cannot do it.
Ever?
Never, ever, ever. And I even when I tried it, I wasn't able to go that far. I just said, I can't talk to this woman.
Well, what do you want? Good conversation?
No, I don't think you're going to get good sex from someone who is stupid and
superstitious. There you go!
I think your best sex is going to come from someone who has a brain in their head.
You mean just the raw animal sex act itself?
Absolutely, yes.
For the purpose of recreational procreation?
Yes. To give it, you got to use your head. That's what I think.
Because it's all between the ears. You
see, absolutely.
Gets
not
it.
All between the ears. There's stuff hanging out. But it's not all there. But, I mean, it certainly has to start there. I mean, you just don't want to, you know, you don't want to do that. It's better off spending time alone.
Well, maybe it's latent intellect that just needs to be brought out by your prowess.
Yeah, exactly. And if you keep believing that, those 20-year-olds will keep flocking.
You see? Now that's fine. You're right. We are a lot more in tune than a lot of women friends I have.
Our guest this morning is certainly a man of virtue who was escorted by torch-bearing couriers earlier this morning.
Indefatigable Penn. On a sedan chair.
Exactly.
We don't use sedan chairs as much as we used to.
No, we do. We use them every week when Art Thiel comes in.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I watched you guys on Jon Stewart one night. I love that show.
It's
the Daily
good.
Show.
He's
it's
really
show.
Smart and funny. Yeah,
he is
good.
So
Jon
quick.
Jon Stewart's great.
Oh, he's wonderful.
And the whole Street Reporter thing, all of that. It's just a well-put-together
piece of
work.
It's a pleasure to go on that big show.
You know what I like? He gives the guests, no matter who it is, with the exception of one, I think I saw him give Crystal an extra minute. He gives you 4 minutes and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're out. One guest a show, 4 minutes gone. And Teller never says anything.
He did say one thing, though.
Yeah.
You want a delay?
I don't have a delay.
Okay, well, I can't really.
He dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
But in what regard? I can't remember exactly how he posed the question.
I believe that Jon Stewart just said, Teller, will you ever say something? And Teller just told him what to do with himself. gave him some recreational advice.
I laughed my ass off. I thought that was so funny. I thought, God, that is just rich. I love that.
Teller wrote this great book called When I'm Dead, All This Will Be Yours, which is just this wonderful thing about his dad. His dad was a Depression-era cartoonist mm-hmm. who also hoboed around the country, all around, and wrote stuff. He had trains and cars, hitchhiking and everything. And his dad's this great guy, because, you know, Dell and I've been working together 25 years.
Edward?
His dad for a long time. No, it's not Ed Teller. Not the father of the H-bomb, but rather Joe Teller, the father of Teller. And the greatest thing about Joe Teller and Irene Teller, Teller's parents, is they call Teller Teller, which I really love.
They
Yes, they do not call him by the first name that he dropped in grade school. They call him Teller, which I think is really funny. And Teller wrote this beautiful book that's all full of his father's drawings and illustrations, and it's very, very sweet. Teller and I were both very, very close to our parents, and this is a great book about his father. And he'll be signing it at the downtown Borders tomorrow at 1. So if you want to hear Teller chat, he'll be down there. And the stuff he said to Jon Stewart, he would say right to your face.
See, I love that.
Yeah, he would.
And
be,
I would say it back and just love it.
I know you would.
You
I,
would
and that
say
would turn
it first.
You on too, wouldn't it? But that, you know, that dressing like a hot little whore was a big hint.
I'm gone.
You know, when you started that Ronnie Spector thing, you were
showing. That was like that
you were showing a lot of your cards.
I was trying to encourage.
He
her.
Was the one who said, "Will you make your eyes up like Ronnie Spector today?"
Sure, you were. Yeah,
you are gross. You know what? You're putting me to a new level.
Yeah, there you go. Now there's other people going into that room. Who are those people sitting with
this
you?
This is Gary Crow, who is on after us.
Hey, what's your favorite illusion of all time?
Well, you know, I prefer tricks to illusions. Illusions are usually a plywood box that a guy's pointing to while the woman does all the work. And I'm not really fond of that. But my favorite thing was always the bullet catch. And I used to say that I hoped I'd see it because 12 magicians did it and died. And ooh. No one was doing it. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was find a way to see the bullet catch. And the first time I saw it was us doing it. Which yeah. kind of broke
you
my heart.
You do it?
Oh, yeah, they do it. What caliber is the gun you use?
We use a 357 Magnum.
And you do it through the glass, right?
Yeah, it breaks glass.
Gee, that was fun.